Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
Great. Great to hear it. So listen, we've been reading and we've been hearing all about the problems with quasi-public agencies here in the state of Connecticut. And I think the main problem, and you can certainly weigh in on this, you would without a doubt know more about this than any of us, but in my opinion, it's the lack of transparency with these operations.
Yeah, I actually, you know, there's a bunch of things, but certainly lack of transparency is something that goes along hand in hand with this issue. What we do is we quasis, just so people understand what we're talking about, are sort of private, public entities that we create by statute. And we have them do things. So, for instance, we have the Lottery Commission is a quasi. They have a board that kind of runs it. We created the board. The Port Authority that's been in the news recently, another entity. And you do that because they could probably move a little more quickly than a legislature can. And we task them with a specific job and policy. And we hope that they carry out that policy in accordance with what we think they're going to do. And I think what happens is they get put into a position that they get created, and over time they forget that they're really a state agency, that they really are stewards of taxpayers' money, and they're responsible to the legislature and to the people. And so, for example, on the Lottery Commission, which I've been monitoring for years because of all the issues, one of the members of the board that I talked to actually said to me, Len, we bring more money to the state of Connecticut than the casinos. Why are you bothering us? And it's like, well, one, I hope you do, because the way the lottery is created is by computers to make sure that we make money off the deal and don't lose the deal. It's not because you came up with some formula or success. It's the way the computer does the numbers, we win. So that's number one. And number two, anybody could do what you're doing. Don't think you have some magic powers. And number three, how dare you suggest that because you're bringing money to the state, you could do whatever you want with taxpayers' money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that audacity I see has proliferated a lot of these quasis to the point that they run it as if it's their own, and they do it to the expense of taxpayers.
Why is the salary for these CEOs at the lottery, at the Port Authority, a lot of these quasi-public agencies, why are these salaries not even large? They're exorbitant.
They are exorbitant, and it's a great question. One of the I put in bill after bill after bill that would require that when salaries reach a certain level, I think we said any salary over, I think it was $100,000 or something like that, needs to $150,000 needs to be approved by the committee that have recognizance. In other words, we have committees that oversee these quasis, or at least theoretically. And they should go to them and say, look, you know, we are doing this salary. What do you, here's what it is. This is why we're giving that. Or if their increase is greater than 10%, and we can play with those numbers. It can be 5%, it can be 15%, whatever. But some increases in salary that have to go to the legislature for approval. Right now, it's all done in a board that they all know each other, they're all friendly, and who's going to squeal on who? So those are the issues. So there's contracts that we don't see that I think we should, that should be in the light of day by the committees and looked at. So we've put in proposal after proposal. The Democratic majority has rejected proposal after proposal after proposal. Governor Lamont, I will say, at least now has an interest in this. At least facially seems to have an interest. He seems to be more concern with the 50th anniversary of Woodstock at Woodstock than he is with the Quasars. But, you know, at least he's giving lip service. We'll see what happens in the first week of September.
Senator, just listening to you this morning, and we listen to you frequently, of course, it just seems to me that something is definitely wrong, and you hit it every time that you speak with us, and I can't understand why something isn't done about it. It's just the same old thing time and time again. And when are we going to take a shot and say, hey, we're going to change, and Connecticut is going to be what Connecticut used to be?
And I think the answer to that is, if you elect those people that are protecting the Quasars, and you elect those people who continue to run the state as they have for the last 40 years, well, then you're going to get the same results. I mean, I look back before this interview, and, you know, I'm looking back at 2015, 2017, 2018, and 2019. Every year, I have put in bills. Senator McKinney, going as far back as John, looked at trying to do things like an inspector general, which is different than the attorney general. The attorney general is there as our lawyer to protect us as the state of Connecticut and our statutes. An inspector general looks into these quasis with subpoena power, or looks in the agencies or DCF, what have you, with a different eye, not like an auditor. What are you doing that may be fishy? That isn't the attorney general's role. And we should have an inspector general in the state of Connecticut to make sure. We've gotten a big government. We've got a lot of these quasis. Some can go, but a lot will stay. And we don't have a police dog. And that's what we need. Now, that was rejected by the Democrats time and time again. And I haven't brought it up since 2016, the year after John left. But I would say we still can do these other laws that require these quasis to come back to the agency or committee of recognizance and give a report every year. This is what we did. Here's where our salaries went up. Here are the list of people we gave increases to. But they don't want to. They want to stay very silent. You look at the, sometimes you'll see that a employee was let go. We've seen severance packages for $275,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the Connecticut Lottery Board of Directors voted unanimously to give the president, Gregory Smith, a salary of $200,000 a year of our tax dollars.
Okay, yeah, and let's take a look at it even further. There's a person who was a liaison for the Lottery Commission. Her name is Chelsea.
Chelsea Turner.
Right?
Yeah.
She was the
acting.
Liaison.
She was the acting president after Ann Noble as well.
Right. And so when she was acting president, they gave her a salary of 100 and something thousand.
190.
190,000, mm-hmm. because she was taking the role as the president of the lottery. They hired the president of the lottery, but they didn't reduce her salary.
So, and now she's on a paid leave, right? She's on a paid leave. She's still receiving her salary, but she's on an all-expense paid vacation by the Connecticut taxpayers.
Correct. But why would you say you have to give her $190,000 salary to be acting as the president?
Yeah.
And let's say arguably, okay, all right, maybe that mandates that salary. I don't think so, but let's say it does. Excuse me. When you hire a president, why do you not reduce that salary? Because nobody's watching. It's not in the news unless somebody yells about it, which I did. But it's quiet. And that's where, you know, everyone knows, oh, yeah, no, we know Chelsea. We like Chelsea. And nobody's going to say anything. And that's the problem with these quasis. We create them with well-intentioned legislation. Cast them offshore. But don't ever require them to come back to us with what they're doing.
Would you say there's corruption?
You know, corruption throws in a criminal aspect of it. I would say there's misfeasance and malfeasance. I'm not sure I'd say there's criminal behavior, but there's certainly a moral issue with taxpayers' money.
Then why is Chelsea Turner on administrative leave?
You know, what happened was with Chelsea is, I think that rubbed the board the wrong way, is that when Ann Noble was president, there was another gentleman in the organization that she felt was doing something wrong.
Mr. Farraker.
Farraker, correct. And she got together with the FBI and, you know, put the eyeglass case with the camera and then inspected. But I think what really bothered folks was when Ann Noble left, she was pushing Farraker to be the president. She was saying Farraker's a good guy, Farraker this, Farraker that, I believe. And I think people are saying, well, wait a minute, if you thought he was nefarious, turned out not to be true, but you thought him to be nefarious, you went to the FBI, you never told the board, you never informed the president of the board, you never informed under statute, you have to report it to certain state agencies under Connecticut general statutes. She was required to make a reporting to ethics under Connecticut general statutes, maybe a comptroller, but at least ethics. She never did that. And then you pushed the guy to be president, but 4 months earlier than that, you thought enough to go to the FBI. And when they started to question her about why she didn't do these duties, I think, is when she apparently had some issue, and I think she does have some issue in her immediate family that she's dealing with, and she took the family leave, which is a federal law that she could take, and that's what she's doing now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know when it ends or how it ends, frankly, but eventually, you know, that will come back. So that's what happened with her.
And there's some controversy with her trying to shove Fred Dupuy out of the lottery.
Yeah, so Fred Dupuy is the guy who testified. So it was a 5-card draw with Ann Noble as president. Mm. And what happened was there were certain ticket outlets who knew the winner. So if you went to a ticket outlet to get the 5-card draw, they would know if you got a winning ticket out of the 5-card draw.
Wow.
And there was a glitch in the system. So some stores, what they call, palmed your ticket. So if you bought 10 tickets, they would see that you had one was a winning ticket, and they take the winning ticket out and give you a bad ticket. Ann Noble found out about this and didn't do anything for like 5 months, I'm going to say.
Senator
is the one who testified that they all knew this. And after he testified, they didn't like that he actually told the legislature the truth. Mm-hmm. So they kind of pushed him out. And now he's bringing an action for that. Mm-hmm. But that's a quasi, totally out of control. And people's got to have confidence in the lottery or they're not going to play it. Mm. And, you know, you want to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Go ahead, Brad.
Senator, again, something has to happen. And you know what's frustrating? Frustrating for those of us in this business, the ones that want to do some changing so that people can do much better as citizens of this state. And that's what we need, and we're not getting it. Do you believe it's a possibility that we can change and do it soon?
You know, I would say this. There's a certain segment of the majority that doesn't want to change anything. And I think that they believe, the Democratic majority believes, why should they change anything? In their view, everything's going according to plan.
Oh.
And
therein lies the problem.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the hypocrisy from that side of the aisle is just amazing to me. You know, we're sending out some statement the next week or so, but, you know, we're talking about hypocrisy as far as saying there seems to be some ridiculous myth that Republicans don't care about people. And I don't know where the myth started, but it is not true. And if you look at the budget, the Democrats passed a budget that has cut money to the elderly, that has cut, did not give any increases in social services at all to the blind, to the disabled, you fill in the blank, to homes that take care of the elderly. Mm. But yet, they approve contracts for $100 million for 3.5% salary increase. Yet, we can't do some sort of insurance which will cost about $19 million to give to bring down premiums, but we could put $18 million into the biggest.
Yeah, yeah.
There is an issue that you got to stop, and you got to say, where are the priorities?
Yes, I was thinking that same. Who comes up with these priorities? Crazy.
And the Democrats play to their base, and then they go out and they talk about how good they are to all these social services, how good they are. They haven't given the nonprofits a raise in eons. And what they talk about, no, we care about the nonprofits. And there's this narrative that Republicans don't, Democrats do. So when they say it, it's easily embraced by the public.
And there's been one-party rule, folks. It's been for 40 years. There's been one-party rule. Listen, there's things you cannot blame Republicans on. And if you like the direction of our state of Connecticut and how it's been going, you know, if you got a problem with that, it's been one-party rule for 40 years. It's the Democrats. I want to stick with quasi-publics and just switch gears a little bit and go to the Port Authority. The authority oversees the state's three deep-water ports, located in Bridgeport, New Haven, New London. In addition, there's been the resignation of two prominent board members. And in fact, yet again, we find the executive director on paid leave for ugly comments that was made to a critic or somebody, right?
Yeah, well, you know, let's talk about, there's a person there, Scott Bates, who is chairman of the Port Authority, who also holds a dual job in the Secretary of State's office.
Oh,
there's
geez.
Been some very serious questions about certain contracts that were given out, maybe with bid, maybe without bid, but certain reasons why these contracts were given out. Rather than face the music, he leaves. And rather than showing up at a hearing and defending himself, he's a non-show.
Oh, he rewarded his friends, too, with contracts, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, once again, it's like the lottery. You need to have confidence. And there's no place you need more confidence than the Secretary of State's office is counting ballots.
Senator, who's minding the store?
It's a good question. But once again, if I can, Gary, I think the thing is this. They don't care about that issue because they've run it for 40 years. Why are you going to upset a system that works so well for them and the public doesn't hold them accountable?
Yeah, there is no accountability. Yeah.
For what happens. They take advantage of the public trust.
Yeah, you're right. There is no accountability. There is none. Hey, listen, thank you so much, Senator Len Fasano. Senator is the Senate Minority Leader. It is always a privilege to chat with you. You give us such exceptional insight. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Anytime. No, he's absolutely right. There's absolutely no accountability, and therein lies the problem.